Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it's willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Damascus government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. Meantime, there has been some progress in delivering aid shipments to civilian neighborhoods under siege by Syrian government troops and their allies. In U.S. presidential politics, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won what's known as the first in the West Nevada Democratic Caucus, defeating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 52-48. Here is VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The Clinton victory in Nevada is very important for her campaign. Bernie Sanders was closing in. They were able to stop his momentum. And so now she sets up for a strong performance in South Carolina in a week's time. The Republican side, Trump a clear winner in South Carolina. That's a big step toward the Republican nomination. But a very tight battle between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio for second in South Carolina. But both of them look as though they will go on in the race.
For Republican candidate Jeb Bush, the race is over. He suspended his campaign Saturday after getting votes only in the single digits. Republicans Ben Carson and John Kasich, each of whom appeared to garner less than 10% of the votes, have indicated their campaigns will continue. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner of Thursday's presidential election, but the main opposition party is rejecting the results as fraudulent. Get more news by going to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.